Good morning. This is Char Rogers with Advanced Lifestyle, and I feel very privileged this morning to be able to introduce Julia Leatherman as a guest on our call this morning, although she's not new to us at all in this group. I want to just give you a little tiny intro as to what this call is all about, besides interviewing Julia Leatherman. This is a call that started over 6 years ago to learn more about how we could eat to be healthier and utilize the technologies even better that NECAT has provided for us in this wellness industry. We discovered a book called The China Study, written by Dr. Colin Campbell, and it is dealing with a plant-based diet. When he discovered the information, he discovered that it was the largest nutritional study ever done in the world in China. That's where the name comes from, China Study. And it was a study that over 880 million participants were involved in. And from that, the science came out and was collected around the world and then brought back to the United States, where it was studied for over 17 years by Dr. Campbell. And we have learned that we can have a better quality of life by adhering to a plant-based diet. So with that, we hope you enjoy the call today. It is being recorded by Focus on Growth, and you can go there later to hear the call. That's focusongrowth.com, and thank you to Dennis and Nancy Bryan. So without further comment, I would like to introduce to you Julia Leatherman. And Julia, it's great having you on the call this morning.
It's great to be here.
And we want to hear, first of all, a little bit about your background. What was, how you came to be associated with NECAN, and also your background and your credentials. We don't want to miss that for before you even came into this business.
Well, my background is I am a professional registered nurse, meaning that I got my RN, and then I have 3 advanced degrees behind my name. Two of them came later in my life. But my work has always been with mothers and children, except for a couple years as a surgical nurse, which I loved. But I loved helping mothers know how to raise their children better. And I already was very into nutrition, although I did not understand nutrition the way I do today. So we don't get much nutrition in nursing classes, and probably a slight bit more than what physicians get. So I think this is a wide open field in America, and I came into NECAN with an injury. I was a product user until I helped an MS patient into remission with a pair of insoles and learned that an MRI will give 70 to 75% of MS patients remission for 30 days. And we had an admission, a remission using the insoles in less than 24 hours. She was able to walk to every room of her house without her cane. And that's when I started asking the doctors what happens with MRIs.
That got your attention, didn't it?
Pardon?
I said, that got your attention, didn't it?
Yeah, I said, Julia, why are you keeping this story quiet? You know, you can help diabetics now, you can help MS patients, and that probably means you can help all the electrical connection problems in the brain. But the good part of that story is her motorized chair sat under a tarp in her garage for 8 years, and she bought 4 products, the insoles, car seats, because they travel a lot, her sleep system, and pure water.
Wow.
And I just, you know, you can't keep a story like that quiet. So that got me started in the business side of NECAN, and for 9 years now, I've been very, very, very pleased with NECAN. I will encourage you all, even if you have to pay all of the expense to get yourself to convention, it changes your life and your thinking, and you meet all these people like Char and Benny everybody else I could mention, including the CEO who's around, who you could talk to him, and Doug Braun, and it changes your life. And I remember the first year I told my husband, next year I'm going to convention, I need to learn to know these people for myself, and that's what took my business off.
Great. Well, I remember about, it was close to 6 years ago, somewhere in that neighborhood, I got an email from you saying you wanted to be a part of the lifestyle group, and I think it was because you were going to have a little difficulty doing your business for a short period of time. Am I right?
Well, I wanted to be part of the lifestyle because I had tried everything else to lose weight. I was overweight. I was healthy. My doctor wanted to make me sick because of my being overweight. So I followed the plan he gave me for 3 months, and I'd lost 3 whole pounds. And I said, okay, God, I don't like this body, but you made it. So here we go. And then I heard of lifestyle a year or two later, and I thought, well, maybe I'll give one more thing a try. And with Char and Ruth's help, I lost 30 pounds in 3 months. That's 10 times as much as what I lost for my doctor. And I went on maintenance and lost another 5 pounds, and I've maintained that for 2 years. So now I'm taking a serious look at China Study. I find that book a little bit difficult to swallow, but I bought the John McDougall book, and I love it, and I'm almost the whole way through it. And I really want to work to get on an eating plan that is more healthy. I was born and raised on a dairy farm. I ate chickens, I ate pig, I ate beef, I ate milk, ice cream, cheese, cottage cheese, everything. And the more I learn about it, I realize that's not the healthiest way. But that will be very difficult for me because I'm not a youngster. And in making these changes in my life, and I would like to lose another 20, 30 pounds, but I'm much more satisfied with my body than I was 5 years ago.
Well, you know, I want to tell you just a little secret. We still eat a lot of those things, but they're in a slightly different form. We found ways of contriving them without having any animal product in them. Isn't that interesting?
I know. For those of you that don't know, I just spent 2 days with Char, and it's a wonderful host in her home, and boy, I learned a lot. But from Goshen, Indiana to Portland, Oregon, it's a little hard to commute very often. But it was, Char is a wonderful host, and she taught me a lot, and I'm ready to go.
Well, it's fun. We've had a great time, and I will say the difference in the way our bodies work is tremendous. We thought we had a corner on the market before, but little did we know there was so much more. This life that we live in NECAN, as well as just in general, is a journey. It's a journey all the way through life, and this is just a part of it for us. So, you've worked a lot with children, and you have special ways of getting their attention. And I just loved it when you were in the house. I was the one that gained the most, let me tell you. There is no such teacher as not the learning teacher, at least in my book there isn't. And I don't consider myself a teacher. I like to put out information. I don't have a degree in education. That's why I don't say I'm a teacher. But I learned so many things from you and just the way you put it together and say it. So tell us a little bit about how you get the young adults, I'll put it, because they're in their teenage years. It's high school, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the classrooms or health class or home economics or sports or any of those or all?
Any of those or all of those. And I've been in 3 different school systems in different years, and usually entitle my presentation, It Does Make a Difference What You Put in Your Mouth. I did take a kinesiology course so that I could use the stretcher bars in a very professional way, although I often use just the shoulder strength test. But I do like, even with people in my home, to use the stretcher bar so that they're not saying, oh, you didn't push as hard, or you pushed harder, or, you know, that kind of thing. So I keep the stretcher bars right in my kitchen, in my home. I test nutritionals for other people. If they allow me to test the equivalent Nikan nutritional at the same time. I also love to have them taste my city water, taste my purified water, and taste my optimized water and see what it happens to their muscles in drinking those three different waters. So I had the idea. I'm very, very concerned about our young people. Public health happens to be my field. That means I like statistics and I like research. So I have found a lot of research related to Nikan products. But I'm really, really concerned about my the children of today and the teenagers of today. The public health statistic is that half of our children that were born since 2000, that's from birth to 8 years old right now, will be diagnosed diabetics by the time they're 18 because of our lifestyle. And that needs to change. That's a harder group to talk to, although I do plan to start asking if I can have parent meetings with daycare centers and that kind of thing. But what I did is I went to the home ec and the sports department and asked the teachers if they would like to have a guest lecture on this topic. And I've had a couple that wasn't very interested. Their syllabus was full. But I've had three schools that have said, yeah, they'd love to have it. And because I knew Char was doing this, I went back to one of the teachers at one of the schools, and I said, what happened after I left? I never really heard. Oh, she said, we spent several days discussing what you had to say. But I talk about the different foods and what they do to your body. I do muscle testing right in the classroom using a different brand of vitamins plus using our nutritionals. I talk about the difference between whole food nutritionals that are cold processed and other vitamins. I talk about I have one huge concern in America, and I never badmouth another company or anything, but we've had health food stores on every corner in America for about 30 years. Now, not every corner, but you know what I'm saying? We have at least four or five right here in Little Goshen, Indiana. And our health statistics are not changing. I haven't anybody on nutrition or other product from Nikan but what their health statistics changed. We are making a difference in the world. And so I present this to them. I present the cancer statistics. 1 in 2 men are going to have cancer in their lifetime. 1 in 2.5 women. I have half the kids in the class stand. I said, you know, I'm really trying to get your attention. I want half of you stand. Let's start right here. Every other one stand. I said, now, I don't know if it's the one standing or if it's the one sitting. But I do know that it's not all the kids at the school down the street. It's half of you in this school. And that has to become very personal to you, because if you don't change something in your life, that statistic is going to be very real to you. And, you know, I tend to blow them out of the water, but I don't care. It's my service to my community to let people know whether they buy products or not is not a big concern of mine.
You have to get their attention so they'll listen, right?
Right, and then some of them will have their parents contact me and find out what they should be doing and that type of thing. You know, you wish a bigger percentage were, but if I get their attention, I have done the same thing with coaches and did the muscle testing and showed them, if you would put one of these water purifiers in your locker room, this is how much stronger your kids would be if they were drinking this rather than what you're having them drink.
Well, we can prove it, can't we, with what we've seen happen. Nikan hasn't searched the world over for technologies that don't deliver. In other words, they do deliver it. That's why we've got them. And what you're saying is what we put in our mouth is going to make a difference and even complement our products to a greater level.
Yeah, and I don't always tell them what I put in their mouth. I love to do the test where I put a gumdrop or, you know, a Skittle or something like that in their mouth and show them how weak they get. And then I put in a chickpea or something like that, just a dried chickpea, and show them how much stronger they are.
Can't argue with success, can you?
Can't argue with that at all.
Now, you also have found that working with your grandchildren, I believe it was your daughter or daughter-in-law, that came up with a great idea. And I don't know whether that was a surprise to you or whether you had suggested. I don't remember that.
Okay. Well, one year for Christmas, I about gave my husband a heart attack, but we bought comforters for all our kids for on their beds, because I discovered about 8.5 years ago when I had my last fever that nothing I did got rid of it until I wrapped in a Nikon comforter, and in 15 minutes my fever was gone. It had radiated the heat from my body away, and I got a good night's sleep, and I went strong the next day as if I hadn't been sick. So I said, we got to give these to our kids so our grandkids aren't taking medicine for their fevers. We had also earlier given them the Mag Boy to use, like I used it for something that hurt or that kind of thing. But I had also learned that if you get upset stomach and you roll that Mag Boy across your tummy, or you put the Kinkle Flex on your tummy, that usually you can go away without it. It can go away without any other symptoms. So they had the Mag Boy, they had the comforter, and my granddaughter, who was 10 at the time, came home from school with a note from her teacher that she had upset stomach that day, but the teacher thought it was safe to send her home on the bus, so she hadn't called the mother. The mother loved to tell me this. She said, so I told her, well, you know what Grandma says to do. So she went and got a lactoferrin gold and put it on some applesauce. They don't swallow capsules yet. And she got the roller, and she went to Mommy's bed and wrapped in the comforter and was rolling her tummy. And Mommy says, a half hour later, she came down and said, Mommy, I'm well. Can I go out and play? And, of course, my daughter-in-law laughed at me. She says, I know you'd have kept her in and had her be more quiet that night, but if I don't have a sick child, then I don't need a sick child. So I left her go out and play. But she is back in school today, and she seems to be all better. And she was all better.
Wow.
So I do use the lactoferrin gold as an antibiotic. I don't know of anybody in our family that has digestive or colon problems. Nikon has made a difference in my life that way also. So lactoferrin is one that I admit I don't take every day. But if I have a little bit of sign of anything, including a sinus infection or anything, I just start on the lactoferrin gold, and it seems to go right away within 24 or 48 hours.
You know, on a side note, when you were in the kitchen, something was going through my mind, and that was I use the Jade Greenzymes under my tongue, and I have most of my grandchildren use it the same way. And our 11-year-old, he was at the time last year, was having a bad attack here at the house, and wanting to go home so he could get something for it. And I said, well, if you do what your cousin does, you would take some of the lactoferrin. He was being a little reluctant at times. And so I said, I can show you a fast way or I can show you a slightly slower way. And he says, what's the difference, Grandma? And I said, well, one is I put just a little bit under the tongue and you'll see a difference faster, or I put it in water and it'll take a little longer because it goes through your digestive system. And I use more if it's in water and less if I'm putting it under the tongue, so it just kind of melts there. And he said to me, which I thought was a little ingenious, I hadn't thought of it that way, he said, why wouldn't I do it both ways so I have quick results and then I have some left for later?
Amen.
And I said, well, there's nothing wrong with that. Let's do it and try it. And he did, and within 10 minutes he was back outside playing again. He also sat over by the air unit and took great big gulps. He was so bad that his eyeballs were almost, well, the white was rolling over the colored part of the eye, and he was really having trouble seeing and very blurry because his eyes were so swollen. And so I asked his brother, who is just 18 months younger, I said, Connor, I said, did Hayden have any problem when he came back out? This was about 20, 30 minutes later. And he says, No, Grandma, I noticed that he wasn't having the problem because everybody can see and tell when he's uncomfortable or that uncomfortable. So with that, when we were talking about the lactoferrin, I asked Julia, I said, Julia, does this have any flavor? And she goes, I don't know, I've never tasted it. So I cracked open a capsule and has no flavor at all. It's kind of just like flour. And I said, no reason I couldn't put that under my tongue when I really needed it quick or when one of my grandkids needs it faster. And so, you know, I don't know all the science behind every different product that we have as to exactly how it works, but knowing that things are more quickly absorbed by the body directly, I don't think there's any harm in doing it. Would you, Julia?
No, and I do the jade bean every day on or under my tongue. I think that's just a tremendous product that we don't begin to know. I also have a paper documenting that it probably is the only natural product that the FDA has approved, and they have approved, and we are allowed to say that it will improve your cholesterol levels, and it does strengthen your heart.
Well, that's a nice tidbit to remember.
And I also have research from Health Science Institute out of Baltimore, Maryland. I admit to some prejudices in my life, and one is research that comes out of Baltimore, Maryland, because they have nothing to do with anybody. They just research for the government, research new stuff they hear about, and they actually say that lactoferrin as a generic product will replace antibiotics, chemotherapy, and radiation in the future, and we'll look at those modalities as primitive as we look at bloodletting. And
wow.
That's what starts using the lactoferrin gold as an antibiotic. Now, I know that Dr. Nadeau has 22 forms of lactoferrin in process. Of course, our Osteovance is a lactoferrin product, and our lactoferrin gold is a lactoferrin product. And it's really important to me that people know that these are not nutritionals, the lactoferrin. They are bio-replenishments, and the lactoferrin gold, he tells us, will heal the digestive system from the mouth the whole way through. And so if I had any digestive problems, I would certainly go on that every day. He says the osteodance, of course, doesn't just strengthen bones, it regrows bones and regrows cartilage. And he says he has three more that are about to come out. He wouldn't tell us what they were, but somebody else in the meeting stood up and said, I looked at your website and I saw you talking a lot about the brain, the heart, and the endocrine system. Could these possibly be the next three? And he said, well, it wouldn't make much sense with his little grin that he does. It wouldn't make much sense to have it on my website if I didn't know a lot about it. Now, he's getting international patents of all this stuff. He's been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. And, I just think that we're going to learn a lot in the future about the value of lactoferrin, which is very similar to the colostrum in mother's breast milk, which keeps our babies healthy. So I have used it as young as 2 months. Bottle the fed baby, they have more chance of getting infection. And I asked mother, how many bottles will your baby take today? And she said, 6. I said, would you open them for me? She had them made up. She opened them. I took the capsule and I just dumped into 6 bottles. I didn't measure or anything into 6. I just put some of that capsule in each of the 6 bottles. She did that again the next morning. And so her baby had 2 capsules of lactoferrin and got totally over the cold, cough that had been showing up because it was going through the family.
That is incredible.
Absolutely. It
is incredible.
Now, is every baby going to respond like that? No, but I'll bet you about 90% of them will. And if the doctors are satisfied, if 35% respond to the prescriptions they offer. So I got a much better chance than what the doctors have of getting people well by using what we have in NICA.
Without the negative side effects, may I add.
Yeah. I wasn't a bit afraid to give that lactoferrin gold to that baby.
Well, you have given us so much information already in just these few minutes. I'm just thrilled about what other people can learn as well as myself. There also is the way that you told me the importance of the three, the nutrition, the water, and the sleep. Can we talk a little bit about why you and how you've targeted those three?
Well, I started targeting water when, again, because of my interest in research, I began to look at what are the countries doing that have much, much better health statistics than we do. Our health statistics are awful. For being the wealthiest nation in the world, we rank someplace between 45 and 60 at different times out of 60 industrialized nations for health, for infant mortality, and for life expectancy at birth. Now, that is an atrocity of our country. So I began looking, what are other countries doing? I find there's probably only two cities, and this was several years ago, in Europe, that hadn't outlawed the use of chlorine water because of its toxicity. And they say right out that it can combine with the minerals of your body and be a cancer-causing agent. And my cancer doctor specialists here in town tell me, well, only 2% of the cancers are due to environmental reasons, air or water, that kind of thing. And I said, well, you know, wouldn't it be nice if we got rid of 2%? I mean, I don't care if it's 2% or 5% or 10%. You know, if changing the water we drink and the air we breathe can get rid of 2% of cancer, I don't understand with the statistics why everybody wouldn't want to do it.
I don't think they've made great strides in that area, have they, over the years?
Nope, they haven't made great strides. They say they'd like to be out of business, but I don't. You know, there are communities we can pick out in America, including Goshen, Indiana, that has high cancer rates. Cancer Centers of America built a huge wing on our little local hospital, and they didn't do that because of our good statistics, and that's what I say to people now. I said, they don't build big cancer wings on local hospitals like ours unless our statistics are very bad. What are we going to do about it? But I do that with the diabetic doctors, too. I go to education seminars whenever I can, and I don't say it in the I'll ask a question or two in the public meeting so that the people in the meeting know that I'm a nurse and they can talk to me, and the doctor presenting knows I'm a nurse, and then I wait around till everybody leaves. And I did this just recently with a new diabetic doctor in the community, and I went up and I complimented him. I said, you know, you did a wonderful presentation of diabetes and the complications that can happen and how you take care of them and that kind of thing. I said, I was very, very pleased with what I learned today. And I said, I have worked as a diabetic educator, so I understand diabetes pretty much. And he said, oh, thank you so much. I said, but, I said, I didn't hear you giving them any suggestions what they could do to prevent the complications like neuropathy and kidney problems. He said, well, I don't know what you're talking about. And then he glanced down and saw I was holding a folder. He said, is that folder for me? And I said, absolutely. And I told him about two of people that I put on our pure water. Neither of them could afford it, but they did. One was a diabetic, was down to 50% kidney function. Doctor was saying we have to check you every 3 months now rather than every 6 months, and you're headed for dialysis and that type of thing. And I said to that person, I said, look, you're taking some of our nutritionals, but you don't think you can afford the pure water. Do you think you can afford dialysis? I said, I know our government isn't going to pay for your water purifier, and they will pay for your dialysis, but can you imagine the emotional damage and the time involved in dialysis 3 times a week? I said, you got to find the money to pay for this, even if you ask your kids to buy it for you for Christmas. So they got their water purifier, and in 3 months, he had gone back to normal kidney function. We forget that the last filtration that our unit goes through is the same filtration used in kidney dialysis. And that comes right from Meekin's material. So who would want to go on dialysis if they could drink pure water and have their kidney function change? I had another one go from 15%, which is really bad. She should be on dialysis but doesn't want to be, And in 2 months, she had improved to 30%. Now, you and I sure aren't going to crow at all if our kidneys get down to 30%, but hers got up to 30%.
We don't understand how badly this is all needed out there in this country.
So I told him about water, and I told him about the research on insoles. I gave him copies, and I keep following up on him, you know. When can I talk to the Diabetic Society? I said, I'm not going to be in conflict with anything you say. I'm just going to suggest they try these other things for prevention.
Okay, that covers water. What about sleep?
Oh, well, sleep is the most important ingredient to good health. And there's no doctor in America that I think would disagree with me. And they also agree that all they know to do is drugs. So, but sleep is essential. I can tell you it has totally changed my husband's and my life. 8 years ago, I like to have help to get out of bed in the morning because of a crippled back. And I don't say that often because you see me hopping around today like a frog and I don't have this back pain. I know I have a genetic back. We're not going to change it with surgery or anything like that. But, you know, I can get on and off the floor 5 times in a row with no problem now. And I couldn't get out of bed in the morning. My husband had restless leg syndrome, a precursor to going on oxygen all night. He had chronic sinusitis ever since I knew him, and he had a snoring problem that now kept me awakened me during the night. And going on our sleep system, I have no problems with getting up in the morning. I get up less than what older ladies get up at night since I'm on the sleep system. And all of his complaints are gone. He doesn't have chronic sinusitis anymore. He doesn't snore loud enough that he wakes me. And his restless leg syndrome seems to be gone totally.
Well, I guess you've got your own testimonies to share, don't you?
Yeah, you know, but every doctor will agree, getting into that deep REM sleep does promote healing in your body. I believe the statistics came from World Federation of Chiropractic, but I haven't looked them up again for sure. But I have heard that sleeping on our sleep system gets you into that deep REM sleep or healing sleep 4 to 6 hours a night. Other sleep systems, you get into that deep REM healing sleep 20 to 30 minutes a night.
That's a little difference, quite a difference.
Oh, it's amazing, the difference. And it's amazing the difference that this makes in people with electrical connection problems with the brain. Dr. Melanie Caldwell, pediatrician, is only using the sleep system at night, insoles during the day on her ADD, ADHD kids. She's using rotating magnets on her asthma kids. And in all these areas, she's getting better results than she ever got with drugs.
Now, this is just off the cuff here with another question. Since we have a new sports bracelet, and a portion of that goes to helping educate children on obesity, can you give us any insight on that?
Well, I have been wearing another bracelet because my son decided I was doing too much computer work, and Uncle Arthritis decided he wanted to visit that thumb, so I just wear the black and silver bracelet all the time. I have not gotten my black sports bracelets yet, but I can tell you I plan to get them for my grandkids for Christmas.
Well, in our household, and you didn't get a chance to meet CJ, we have a 12-year-old type 1 diabetic. He wears two of those around his neck. And he wears it 24/7 except in the shower.
Yeah,
what effect do you think that might have?
Well, Dr. Caldwell says if the sleep system at night, the insoles during the day is not quite enough, then you put a necklace on or you put one of them super minis on a chain and have him wear that. Because our necklaces and the super minis would hang between our thyroid, responsible for our metabolism, and our thymus gland, responsible for immunity. And she said, If she needs anything more than the sleep system and the insoles, then she uses one of the necklaces, and I'm sure she'll use the sports bracelet, you know, too. I've seen them worn that way, and it's very, very nice.
Well, I love the new one that, to me, looks very fashionable, and it just lays very, very well around the neck. That's my everyday wear at home, continually. And one other thing I really like about it, it's really fast to pull off when I'm ready to jump in the shower or when I've just gotten out to put back on. So if you guys haven't tried it, there's one. And also for children, it's very inexpensive.
Yeah, very inexpensive. But I will say for the necklaces, I have my story too. The banker who was getting migraine headaches once a month for 4 days, she walked to her office, shut the door almost the whole way, and all the bank employees knew, don't bother her for the next 4 days unless you positively ask to. And I asked her, I said, well, I knew her in a different setting. And I said, well, do you have a lunch hour every day? Well, yeah. Can you take it anytime you want to? Yeah. I said, well, come visit me when you have your next headache. So she called me, and I was home. She came visit me. And I don't mean to be gross, but she walked in my front door, and she says, where's your bathroom? And so I showed her, and she said, well, I don't need it right now, but I probably will. And I said, well, let's just sit down here in my Davenport. I didn't even put her on a Kinko seat. I simply put the necklace around her neck, and in 35 minutes, her headache was totally gone.
You know, how can we not share these products with everybody that crosses our path? Are we doing
I do. I talk to the cashiers in the grocery store or Dollar General or wherever I am. Are you happy with your job? Would you like a little more income? You know, do you have any health challenges? And I've had several of them come out and spend time with me and, you know, learn about what it is to be healthy. So, yes, I totally agree with you, Char. We have products that are for everybody. And for me, it's nutritionals and sleep and water and obviously air as soon as they can afford it. Or if they have any asthma or that kind of problems in the house, I promote the packs very highly because they do save money if they can invest in a pack. But if they need to buy it one at a time, I would start them on nutritionals and then water and then sleep, because I know drinking pure water does make the magnetic products work better. And of course, I always slip in a pair of insoles or someplace in the order because of the increased circulation, and they can use them other places on their body until they can afford to buy the sleep system.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
I lost you. Something kicked me off here, Julia. Sorry.
Trouble. Are we back?
I'm back. I just wanted to say in conclusion here, as we're winding this up, how could we not have people share this? How could we not want everybody to know that crosses our path? Have you got any quick tips on how you begin conversations, how you get into it with people?
It depends on the person. Like, if a lot of people, I ask them if some additional income would be helpful in their life. That I'm working a home-based business that has many, many tax advantages, and that I would love to talk to them about it. If I see or suspect a health concern, I do ask if they have any health concerns. And I tell them that I found a company that has totally changed my life, and I'm telling the truth, you know.
I liked the order that you just did that in. You went first for the one that can be most primary and is the least difficult to prove, and that is that money can always be used to an advantage. And you're not focused on them spending money, you're focused on them making some additional income or covering income that they are already making by the tax benefits that we have. And then I know, of course, that you would quickly add, as you're going further in conversation, that, you know, the technologies and so on, but just enough to tease them to possibly accept information. Am I correct?
Right, and I always carry cards in my pocket.
Okay.
I try to get them to give me their name and phone number, or their name and email. I couldn't begin to tell you how many cards I've handed out in Oregon while we were gone. You know, and I'm far away, but, you know, I'm as close as the computer.
That's right.
And as close as my friends.
And would you agree that you're finding people now more receptive than ever?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. My husband was looking up something in the dictionary. I don't even remember what word he was looking up from Nikan the other day, and he said it was not in the dictionary. I said, well, look how old your dictionary is. Wellness ain't in that dictionary either. But I will send you some of this research I talked about out of Europe and from Health Science Institute. I have it as an attachment on that I can easily grab it on email. And then if anyone who's listening to us wants some of that, they can work at it through you, or they can send me an email.
All right. Well, I'll help you out with that. So if you want my email, it's Denny Char, our first name, DennyChar, at comcast.net. And all you will have to do is put in the subject line, Julia's research. Julia's research, and then I will know once I receive that just to click that and send it out to you. So, Julia, do you have any final comments that you would like to give us? Instructions to people that are listening out there, the importance of the information that we have with the products Nikan has given us, cleaning up our act on how we eat, the urgency to put this information out, anything that you would like to say that you would like to share with the audience?
Well, I shared with you today what I say about water, sleep, and nutrition. You know, I say the same thing about the sports shoes. I love them. I wear them 8, 10, 12, 14 hours every day but Sunday. You know, I feel that they are really good for my cardiac health. And so I'll often ask people, are you able to get the amount of exercise you'd like to? It's not my first priority product, but for some people it's what they want. And so, you know, learn to know the people. Listen to what the people are saying to you and then go from there. Don't try to mimic what I do. Mimic what they're saying to you. What are their concerns? What are their interests? You know, golfers, you probably will go to a lot of the sports, you'll go to injury and how the far infrared takes the lactic acid that causes pain out of the muscles and things. And that's too long for this call today. But, you know, learn to know your products, what they've done for you, and then just give your testimony to everybody.
One last quick question that I forgot to ask you. How important do you think it is to have the credentials, the letters behind the name, in order to be able to do this?
Not a bit. Not a bit. It just happens to be something that I very seldom use mine unless I'm talking to physicians or lawyers or, you know, that kind of thing. I'm just Julia Leatherman, your neighbor.
And guess what? We have the best of both worlds because we can show people that you don't have to have them for us that don't have the letters. But on the other side, we can just grab a CD or a DVD that has credentials just as using Julia's or someone else's that we have available to us and hand that to them, and it accomplishes both parts of it. Actually, it makes it easier for them to do, and they can see them do it themselves doing it quicker by us duplicating it that way.
Absolutely.
Julia, I want to thank you so much for all the information you have given us today. This has been just a wonderful time for me, and I've added more notes and got a new approach to use to incorporate with what I'm saying and how I'm going about it, and a new excitement every time these things happen. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And we'll look forward to hearing from you again. And again, anyone that is hearing this call can go to focusongrowth.com, and they will have a recording of it, and I believe they will also have the CD of it for purchase, again, from the same location. And we thank you, Dennis, for making that available to us today. Have a wonderful day. No, I'm going to say make it a wonderful day, a wonderful week, and a wonderful year. That's all within our power. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Julia. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.